the dreaded lure of the PC game. More specifically, the PC game from foreign countries. Even more specifically, the PC game from a foreign country that is trying to make a military simulation on a very large landmass with vehicles, infantry, co-op missions, just very ambitious. And that's exactly what Arma 2 looks to be shaping up to be. And it's already come out in Germany, and there's already lots of reports of bugs and things like that. But not since Operation Flashpoint have I been this interested in playing a game like this again. I think that going online with a handful of guys and doing these missions would be a blast. But it's going to bring my system to its knees, I can tell. It's going to be buggy. It's going to have problems. It's Rock Paper Shotgun has been writing some impressions about it. There are random times where your different allies will stop speaking English and actually speak Bulgarian for just little sentences here and there. Like, this is what we're looking at. But the videos of 1,000 AIs on the screen fighting and all this other cool stuff, just it might be too much to pass up. This could be one of those games where you just gird your loins, you recognize it's going to be weird, it's going to be tough, and you're going to have to fight through it to get to the good stuff. There's going to be lots of crawling through bugs and crawling through virtual forests with no action, lots of dying from out of nowhere because you didn't see a guy 400 yards away. But I'm still going to get it, and I'm still going to try it, and I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt and see how it goes, because sometimes a good concept and good potential can transcend all kinds of problems. So we'll see how that goes, and I'll definitely look forward to talking to it on the podcast once I give it a good shake.